Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this episode, we look at George Sanders, the actor who left a suicide note saying he was bored with life. I hope you enjoy the show. On July the 3rd, 1906, the world was at peace. Nothing of any consequence seemed to be happening in the capital cities of any of its countries. Nothing disturbed the summer lethargy of its population. Everywhere people dozed contentedly, unaware that an event of major importance was taking place in St. Petersburg, Russia. At number 6, Petrovsky Ostrov, to Margaret and Henry Sanders, a son of dazzling beauty and infinite charm was being born. It was I. So spoke George Sanders of his birth. He was a singular man and had no equal on screen, playing the archetypal, well-spoken, cynical, witty cad. His mother was of Estonian, Scottish and German extraction, and his father was the illegitimate son of an Oldenburg prince and a Russian noblewoman in the Tsar's court. In 1911, the Russian Revolution took place and the family moved to England, and his younger sister Margaret was born in 1912. George and his elder brother Tom went to school at Bedales, after which he studied textile research at Manchester Technical College. He got a job in the tobacco industry, managing a plantation in South America, but the Great Depression sent him back to England and he joined an advertising agency. He learnt to sing and took to the stage, appearing in several British films in 1934 and 1936. In 1936, Fox were looking to cast a villain for Lloyd's of London, Tyrone Power's first film, and Sanders impressed them. The film was a hit, so he got signed by Fox on a 7-year contract. Here's the opening credits music from Lloyd's of London. His suave, superior and menacing demeanour put him in demand in America for many years. He got his first lead part in Lancer Spy in 1937, opposite Dolores del Rio, and he appeared again with her in International Settlement the following year. Here's Dolores singing You Make Me That Way from International Settlement.
I am high, the moody one. Strangest thing, I can't explain it. First I lost, then I'm the broody one. Where you're concerned, here's what I've learned. Sometimes I'm melancholy. Sometimes I'm bright and gay. I guess it's just romantic folly. You make me that way. I know it seems fantastic. yet in your hands I'm clay. I'm blue or so enthusiastic. You make me that way. Waking or sleeping, my heart is in your keeping. How will it end? Who can tell? I'm not a coward, but I'm so overpowered. Helplessly, hopelessly, under your spell. This is my true confession. You command and I'll obey. To love you is my one obsession. You make me that way. Waking or sleeping, my heart is in your keeping. How will it end? Who can tell? I'm not a coward, but I'm so overpowered. Helplessly, hopelessly, under your spell. This is my true confession. Command and I'll obey. To love you is my one obsession. You make me that way.
He began to appear in film noir, making Confessions of a Nazi Spy in 1939 and opposite Vincent Price in The House of the Seven Gables in 1940. These were busy years for Sanders. He made 8 films in 1939 and 7 in 1940. He attracted the attention of Alfred Hitchcock and was hired for Rebecca and Foreign Correspondent in 1940. This is Franz Waxman's chilling masterpiece of a theme for Rebecca. In 1941, Fritz Lang hired him for Manhunt, and in 1944 he made the first of 2 films with Laird Cragar, The Lodger, with Hangover Square following in 1945. They were to be Cragar's final films. This is the opening music by Bernard Herrmann for Hangover Square. Thank you. 1945 proved to be a bumper year for Sanders with the critics. After Hangover Square, he made the very good noir The Strange Affair of Uncle Harry and The Picture of Dorian Gray, in which he played Lord Henry Wotton, Dorian Gray's confidant. Here's Angela Lansbury singing Goodbye Little Yellow Bird from the film.
The snow was very plentiful and crumbs were very few when a weather-beaten sparrow through a mansion window flew. Her eye fell on a golden cage, a sweet love song she heard, sung by a pet canary there, a handsome yellow bird. He said to her, Miss Sparrow, I've been struck by Cupid's arrow. Will you share my cage with me? She looked up at his castle with its ribbon and its tassel, and in plaintive tones said she, Goodbye, little yellow bird, I'd rather brave the cold on a leafless tree than a prisoner be in a cage of gold.
In 1946, he made A Scandal in Paris, playing the elegant criminal Vidocq, and The Strange Woman, opposite Hedy Lamarr. Success continued into 1947 with The Private Affairs of Bel Ami, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, and Lured. In 1949, he played a villain in the biggest-grossing film of the year, Cecil B. DeMille's Samson and Delilah. In 1952, he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in All About Eve, playing theatre critic Addison DeWitt. Here's some of Alfred Newman's music from All About Eve. This secured his career throughout the 50s, and he worked with Fritz Lang again in While the City Sleeps in 1956, making several other good noirs on the way. Assignment Paris in 1952, Witness to Murder with Barbara Stanwyck in 1954, and Death of a Scoundrel. Here's some of Max Steiner's score.
Thank you.
He worked with Roberto Rossellini and Ingrid Bergman in Journey to Italy in 1954, which cemented his credibility as a serious actor in Europe. He also had time for many period dramas in the 50s, such as Ivanhoe, King Richard and the Crusaders, Moonfleet, The Scarlet Coat, and The King's Thief, as well as a few comedies. Sanders entered the 60s with the excellent Village of the Damned and The Rebel, starring Tony Hancock, the most successful British comedian of the time. Here's Frank Cordell's theme from The Rebel. A Shot in the Dark, the second Pink Panther film, was in 1964, and Terence Young's The Amorous Adventures of Moll Flanders with Kim Novak was in 1965. In 66, he made The Quiller Memorandum with Michael Anderson, and in 1970, he was in John Huston's great spy film, The Kremlin Letter. In between these, he provided the voice of Shere Khan the Tiger in the immensely successful Jungle Book. This is the opening music from The Kremlin Letter by Robert Drasnin.
We'll be right back.
On April the 25th, 1972, he committed suicide, leaving a note which read, "Dear world, I am leaving because I am bored. I feel I have lived long enough. I am leaving you with your worries in this sweet cesspool. Good luck." He was 65. His view on acting was that it was rather like roller skating. Once you know how to do it, it's neither stimulating nor exciting. He also said, "The important thing for a star is to have an interesting face. He doesn't have to move it very much. Editing and camera work can create the desired illusion that a performance is being given." Here's another one. "I am not one of those people that would rather act than eat. Quite the reverse. My own desire as a boy was to retire. That ambition has never changed." He seemed to drift through his life and career in a misanthropic fashion, but he has left a legacy of quite surprising substance, showing his skills as an actor in many genres. There will never be another George Sanders. This is George singing "Wonderful One" with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1923.
No.